You may remember the story about PNG's decision to buy 40 Maseratis to ferry world leaders around during the recent APEC summit in Port Moresby. When contrasted to widespread poverty in the country and health problems like the return of polio, the story deeply embarrassed the government of Prime Minister Peter O'Neill. Not much could be done to control international coverage, but when a local TV reporter broadcast the news, he was promptly suspended. Scott Wyda, a senior journalist at EMTV, has been reinstated after a backlash. But not before he characterized interference with the news as a plague in PNG. He told the Pacific Beat program on Australia's ABC that management was often told not to run stories or to tone down the news. It's a very disturbing trend that people feel they can just come in and interfere, not just with the chief executive, he said, but interfere at the operational level. They're doing it with impunity, Wyda added. It's a trend that's very dangerous for democracy. Pacific Beat also spoke with Lisa Williams-Lahari of the Pacific Freedom Forum, who said that Wyda's suspension came as no surprise because it's not the first time the government has gotten quite heavy-handed with journalists who are just doing their jobs. For Hawaii Public Radio, this is Neil Conan with the Pacific News Minute.